Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. There is big change at work in the United States, but very possibly not the change expected by the budget-busting buyback Build Back Better bill, which is in real trouble because of one individual, Joe Manchin. The entire country is sort of waiting for Joe Manchin to make his decision. But it sounds to me like the decision has already been made, and it is no, we are not going to have the buyback better bill. And is that a heartbreaker? Well, it may be a heartbreaker for Joe Biden. There's a piece in the New York Times about how, despite the fact that Joe Biden has said again and again and again in public and to his aides and to people in private, he is running again. He's planning to run for president a second time at age 82. He would be 82 years old by the time he was actually on that ballot. And yes, he's planning to run again, but there are many, many other Democrats who are also considering a race, believing that Biden may not make it to 2024, and that Kamala Harris, as Peggy Noonan pointed out in a devastating piece, is a complete disaster for the Democrats. We will get to that, prospects for 2024. We will also be going to the outbreak of bad behavior that is setting back American education. And this is not just violence in the sense of school shooting. It's a violence and disruption of every kind by American students. Why that outbreak? We will talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Chapman, who has written a provocative article about that. We will also be covering the latest on the economic future of the United States, and now the claim that, again, and you're hearing from the left, that we all gained so much money during the period of COVID-19 that we have the extra money now so we can handle inflation. Not a problem. The president's rating on handling of inflation, this is President Biden, of course, 28%. It's the lowest as on any issue. Virtually every issue, he is underwater. He is below ground. And the only one that he has above 50% of major issues, says the new Ipsos poll, is infrastructure. Is that deserved? We will see about that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One of the other things that, of course, needs to be addressed is the devastating results of those tornadoes in the middle of the country, in Kentucky in particular, in Tennessee, and throughout parts of the very American heartland. And one of the things that is very troubling about that is that there are people who believe this is part of a conspiracy theory. This is actually the result of weather weapons. And I mention this at the very beginning because, again, what's important here is, look, there are no Republicans, there are no Democrats here. And yes, the governor of Kentucky right now is a Democrat, but he appears to be doing a good job trying to get relief to his people. And when I say to his people, I mean the people of Kentucky, Republicans and Democrats alike, and the people who have suffered. And now more than 100 dead, according to figures, and maybe another 100 still missing. It's a terrible situation. But one theorist has an idea of these basically, there are two things you hear. One, that this is a proof of global warming, and the devastating impact of global warming, which of course is absurd and scientifically deeply questionable. But then there's another absurd theory that was put forth by Alex Jones on InfoWars. Listen to what he says about the devastating hurricanes and tornadoes.
So the question is, did Biden last February this year order the power turned off in Texas? They did officially. They wouldn't let him up the power. Now, we know that. So the question is, did they use weather weapons to cause the tornadoes? That's a legitimate question to ask.
Why is it a legitimate question to ask? No, honestly, could someone explain to me? There are legitimate questions to ask, and I think it's legitimate to see if there is something that could be done in the fight against climate change that would impact the tornadoes. And I think you can ask the question and answer it pretty quickly, which is no. It is as none of the things that people are talking about, bringing down the level of gasoline that we are using, making us zero carbon emissions by 2030 or 2035 or something of that order. It's all ridiculous. But the idea that, is it a legitimate question to ask whether the government used weather weapons on its own people, on its own country? Who would be helped by that? What would be the purpose? What is even the thinking? This is truly, truly bizarre. And then there's this. There's a climate activist named Michael Mann. No, he's not the movie director, who's fairly well known. He basically says that, yes, this is all about climate change, and the one thing to do to prevent more tornadoes like this is to pass Biden's Build Back Better bill. This is clip 10. Listen.
What do we need to learn about how to build better in the Southeast, let's say, in the Midwest?
Well, you know, we need to pass Build Back Better, because that that bill has climate provisions that will address this problem at its, you know, at its core, which is the warming of the planet due to carbon pollution, fossil fuel burning. So that's most important. We can prevent this from getting worse if we act on climate now.
This is unbelievable. And then he throws in this, the climate activist. This is clip 12. Listen.
I mean, climate change, you know, here we saw, you know, nearly 100 people die from these unprecedented tornadoes. But if you look at the total impact of climate change around the world, wildfires, droughts, floods, heat waves, coastal inundation, climate change is already costing far more lives than COVID-19. It is deadlier. And so the denial of climate change is deadlier even than the denial of the basic science behind COVID-19.
Okay. Speaking about basic science, front page headline today, COVID has now killed one of every 100 older Americans, the death toll just passing 800,000. Of whom three quarters are 65 or over. That's how you get that one out of 100. The idea that climate change has directly in the last couple of years killed 800,000 and or more, and the proof of that being, at least according to this particular radical, the proof of that being that we just lost 100 people, maybe a few more, I hope not, in Kentucky. I'm sorry, there really does need to be some remedial math and some increase in logic on the part of people who are commenting about real afflictions in the United States. A tornado is a terrible, terrible disaster. And yes, I read the story, as you did probably, about that photograph that was blown 125 miles away and then later picked up, and people's possessions and their pillows and their devastation. It's terrible. But the idea that it has anything at all to do with Build Back Better bill, well, we'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a new week. I was just speaking to Jeremy over the break about it's the Christmas season, and usually there is a great spirit, even during the pandemic. Christmases that we experienced, particularly 2021. Of course, the 2020, well, 2021 is now, but 2020 was different, but it did not feel quite as Christmas-free as it does now. I'm not sure what that is, and I'm not sure it's even true. But if somebody has some sense of that, why it is that we seem particularly unencumbered by any kind of holiday spirit. Last year, in December, you may remember that was before the riot in Washington, D.C. That was a time when I think most Americans were feeling, okay, we had this bitter election, but the election now is over, and people were sort of looking forward to a changing of the guard, and it wasn't quite the level of complete hatred and paranoia on every side. I just saw there's a piece from Juan Williams, who I like and respect. Until the day before yesterday, he was a stalwart on Fox News. He was very frequently on The Five, and he was sort of one of those more liberal, or he would say more moderate voices on Fox. But he now has a piece in The Hill under the headline, "The GOP is an anti-America party." Can you imagine how outraged people on the left would be if somebody had written, "The Democrats are now an anti-America party"? I mean, really? And is this really particularly a year where we are not putting together even any facsimile of peace on earth, goodwill toward men, or if you prefer the apparently the more accurate translation, which is peace on earth to men of goodwill, say people of goodwill. But right now there is such a sense of fear and trepidation, and yet another piece today of coming civil war. And Charles Blow wrote a piece where he's comparing people like Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, to John C. Calhoun. And John C. Calhoun, he quotes John C. Calhoun, who said that slavery is not just a necessity, it's an absolute good. It's not a necessary evil, it's an absolute good. Now, John C. Calhoun, by the way, has been dead since 1850. He's not around. And yes, I think it was appropriate to take down some of the statues of John C. Calhoun. They took down a great big one in Charleston, South Carolina. He was senator from South Carolina. But they had him on top of a 60-foot pillar sort of looming over the city. And that statue was not melted down, but it was removed. And it's interesting that Mitch Landrieu, if you remember him, who was lieutenant governor of South Carolina and, pardon me, of Louisiana. And he, by the way, is listed as one of the possible challengers of either Joe Biden or of Kamala Harris for the increasingly desperate Democrats. Is that to be taken seriously? Who knows? Right now, inflation obviously is a gigantic problem for President Biden, for Democrats across the board who are going to be running for re-election next time. And if you don't think it is, just listen to one of the legacy networks, as they now call it, mainstream media, CBS Evening News, with Nora O'Donnell. And what she has to say about inflation and the future of the Biden administration. This is clip three. Listen.
The staggering inflation that is hitting Americans right in the wallet. wallet. Prices were up 6.8% in November compared to a year ago. That is the biggest increase in nearly 40 years. The cost of pretty much everything is surging. Food, gas, electricity, housing, cars, and clothes. And those who received raises this year are seeing them wiped out by skyrocketing costs. Listen to this. By one estimate, expenses for a typical American family have shot up by about $4,000 in the past year. Now, there are a few reasons why we're seeing this spike. The rebound from the pandemic recession, a flood of government stimulus, ultra-low interest rates, and those supply chain shortages. President Biden today says this is why Congress needs to pass his sweeping social spending package.
Okay, as if the social spending package is going to do something about inflation other than making it worse. I mean, one of the basic things, and she even alluded to it, part of the problem with inflation is the Fed throwing more and more and more money into the system. And when there's more money in the system sloshing around, that means that you can charge more and still sell stuff. And that's what's happening, at least at the moment. There is an ABC Ipsos poll I was just referring to, and listen to what ABC actually says about the economic woes and Biden's approval. This is clip 16.
Gas prices up a whopping 58% from this time last year, and food more expensive than it's been in decades, and up 6.4% over the last year. Numbers also weighing on the White House, where a new ABC Ipsos poll shows 69% of Americans disapprove of how President Biden is handling inflation. An NPR Marist poll showing 65% of independents believe the country is headed in the wrong direction.
Okay, and more, this again from CBS News, very directly, 17.
An economy that suddenly feels vulnerable. The inflation rate is up almost 7% from this time last year, the highest annual increase in almost 40 years. Everything's up since last year. Home prices, groceries, gas, which leaves COVID America coming to terms with a different kind of sticker shock.
Okay, part of the sticker shock, you talk about a 7% increase of inflation. Let's say you're buying a new car. And let's say it's a medium-range car. Say you're paying $30,000. Okay, what that means, if it's 7% inflation rate in the last year, it means that for that same car, you would be paying $2,100, $2,100 more just based on inflation rate and the value of your money. That is something that virtually all Americans would feel. Will they also feel the creation of a new network? I think this is really inspiring. It's not a liberal or conservative network, and in fact, it's not aimed at human beings. What is it? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to tornado-ravaged Kentucky on Wednesday. After a White House meeting with Homeland Security and FEMA officials, Biden calling the damage devastating and pretty rough stuff.
We've already approved an emergency declaration and a major disaster declaration for Kentucky. I've spoken with the governor several times thus far. And this gives me the tools to provide everything that we can.
Tornadoes also hit Arkansas, Tennessee, Illinois, and Missouri. The president expressing concerns for survivors and their peace of mind. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million and ends an almost five-year legal battle. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
Of course, one of the great joys of the holiday season, and it is for most people joyful and pleasant, even though people complain about it all the time, is rushing around buying gifts for people. And yes, I know people. We have good friends who, as a matter of course, include all family members in the gift giving, including pets. And sometimes it's tough to find that perfect gift that is really going to please a pet. And that may be why the Washington Post is covering a phenomenon that apparently is not new. It's been around for 9 years. But it only now is gaining steam, and partially because of the pandemic. And it's something called dog TV. Okay. This immediately got my attention. Because I have not noticed with any of the dogs that we have had over the years that they particularly focus on TV, but apparently some behaviors say they do. This is the piece in the Washington Post. Americans have adopted dogs in record numbers during the pandemic, and we really don't like leaving our new family members home on their own. So as we put ourselves in their paws, we ask, what would we want to do if we were home with nothing to do? Watch TV, of course. Pup programming has been available on its own channel called Dog TV in the United States since 2012. Okay, didn't know that. And last month, it expanded to reach dogs in England and Australia and in New Zealand. The premium cable network is unsurprisingly more than 80% of the channel's current subscribers are Americans, who make up the largest pet market in the world. Apparently, it costs $10 a month to subscribe to Dog TV. I don't know if they have age-appropriate programming for the age of your dog, or if they have a way of gathering ratings, and I would be fascinated to see what commercials they have on Dog TV. But, okay, there's a lot of separation anxiety out there right now, said the channel's founder, whose name is Ron Levy. He lives in Hoboken, New Jersey. Last year, Americans spent more than $100 billion on pet products. Programming on Dog TV alternates between stimulating and relaxing. And it is based on research by dog behaviorists, said Levy, who came up with the idea for the channel in 2006 when he was living in Israel with a cat named Charlie. Dogs are especially social animals, he noted. Dogs are not cool about their pet parents leaving them at home, he said. They're barking and they're anxious from the noises outside. So I decided to focus on them. Dog TV is aimed at people like Sage Randall, who got a puppy in 2020 as the coronavirus pandemic hit, to keep her company while she worked at home in Fort Worth, Texas. She said she felt guilty whenever she left her puppy, Carrot Cake, on his own while she was holed up in front of the computer for her marketing job. She said she hadn't realized how much attention her energetic Australian cattle dog mix required. Ms. Randall, who's 34, laughed when a friend told her to get Dog TV for $10 a month. She decided to try it. Quote, I can't say anything for sure that he paid attention for long stretches, but it definitely gave him another place to target his energy when he needed it, Randall said. He's no longer wanting to herd me around the house 24/7. This is her Australian shepherd dog. Okay, what's fascinating to me is, do they try to tell stories for the dogs? Did they try to introduce characters who would be like regular pals to them? And just last week, we were covering this story about Dalhousie University in Canada, where they did a story that it turns out that a typical dog can learn the meaning of human words. And a very typical dog will know 89 words that he or she will be able to recognize. Some have been measured to know over 200 words. So do they have dialogue here in human language that the dogs can understand? Now, I'm not eager to spend many, many hours monitoring Dog TV to see what they put on the shows for our animal friends. Animal behaviorists, it says, are conflicted about whether it's a good idea to leave the TV on for hours to entertain dogs and perhaps a few cats when leaving the house. Some advocate for the use of toys and puzzles instead. Oh, puzzles! Puzzles! What puzzles did they do? I remember we used to have a thing, a little rubber thing called the Doggy News, which was a newspaper, a little newspaper, and it said the Doggy News on it. And the idea is, if you had a dog who was in the habit of chewing the paper, this would give him a constructive alternative. It kind of worked. Little television won't hurt dogs, but nothing can take the place of exercise, fresh air, and human companionship, said Kenneth Martin, a veterinarian from Spicewood, Texas, who specializes in animal behavior. Because dogs are triggered by movement and auditory stimulation, something like Dog TV can be enrichment for dogs, he said. But I'd caution people to try it around their dogs first, before leaving them home alone with the TV on. Other behaviorists say it's unnecessary. I never leave the TV or music on for my two dogs when I leave the house, said Lynn Gilbert Norton, a canine behaviorist from Salt Lake City. She said, I exercise before I leave, and then they know it's time to chill out and relax until I return and we can go out again. Dog TV holds frequent casting calls to find ordinary dogs to star in the company's programming, said Levy 47. Although many of the shows simply feature dogs surfing, playing ball, and running around with other dogs in the park, there are also on-demand options for dog parents. Mainly, there are soft tones, children's voices, ocean sounds, and people saying, good boy, he noted. Well, those are words that most dogs can understand. And, again, doesn't that sound like an interesting mix of TV programming for little kids? Would it work? Mainly, there are soft tones, children's voices, ocean sounds, and people saying, good boy. You have different people, good boy, good boy, hey, good boy. I can only imagine. Maybe we should play some excerpts at some point, Jeremy, from Dog TV. Okay, speaking of good boy and trying to calm down, there is more about the sad, sad state of our politics, a lot more. New predictions of a civil war, new predictions and problems about getting anything done in politics. Both parties falling apart, or are they? We will get to that and much more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to be speaking to you in the midst of what should be a festive season, if the weather permits. We're hoping to go out at least with some of the grandkids and other members of the family to look at one of the, I'll say it, it's an absolutely wonderful light display at the Bellevue, Washington Botanical Garden. Every year they do the Garden of Delights, and it gets better and better, and it's just amazing. It's literally hundreds of thousands of lights creating different creatures and lions and tigers and bears and animals and a great big spider and Charlotte's Web. And aside from the fact that the Bellevue Botanical Garden is one of the really, really great parks of its kind anywhere, the festival they do in Christmas season with all of these lights is amazing for little kids. I don't know, maybe it's amazing for dogs. I'm not sure they would respond. But then that's not to compare little kids to dogs. They're different. But it is one of those wonderful things you can do in this holiday season that we like to do. The problem, of course, is people trying to plan how they're going to afford all the things that people like to do. And Margaret Hoover, who's on PBS, actually, she actually talks about how insidious this inflation rate that we're all talking about now has turned out to be. It's clip 18.
This is the bread and butter issues, that the politics of this is what people are feeling, and it's Christmas season and people are trying to buy presents, and it's inflation is the insidious tax on the lower and middle income people in this country. The wealthy are fine. Their asset values are increasing. They're doing great, but the middle and lower income Americans are feeling it, and it's pressing down.
Okay, and so what happens with that? What is the basic antidote to inflation? Is it really the budget-busting Build Back Better bill? Karl Rove, appearing on Fox News, had this to say about what's going on there. This is clip 8.
Look, people have opinions that are based in the sentiments that they believe in their hearts. And one of the sentiments we believe in our hearts is there's no free lunch when it comes to government spending. Somebody has to pay for it. We've added so much to the national debt in the last year, mainly for COVID. And now the administration wants to add further. They have a $1.7 trillion spending bill, the Build Back Better plan, which is an expansion of the welfare states and welfare benefits. And today, the CBO issued an analysis that said, while it's $1.7 trillion with all the gimmicks in it, if you strip the gimmicks out, that is to say, what they've done is said, we're going to have the earned income tax credit and a child tax credit for 1 year. We're going to have benefits, subsidies under the Affordable Care Act for like 4 years, and we're going to have this for 3 years, but we're going to have 10 years of revenue to pay for it. So if you strip all the gimmicks out and look at the true cost of the bill, it's $3 trillion more than the price tag they're hanging on it, and all of that is red ink.
Okay, and this is a nonpartisan congressional operation, the CBO, that's Congressional Budget Office, and Jen Psaki says that, oh, this nonpartisan office that comes out with this report and talks about the real cost of the Build Back Better bill. Well, she, of course, says it's fake. Listen to the White House press secretary, clip 13.
But it's important to understand that when anybody raises a question about this news, is a question of CBO score, it is a fake score about a bill that doesn't exist, and we should really focus on the actual bill everybody's going to vote on and considering in Congress.
Okay, the reason she says it's a fake score is because usually when people pass a bill like this, and this is the way the bill used to be, you do it based on 10 years, the cost based on 10 years, because if you're talking about a government giveaway, nobody does it for 1 year. I mean, in other words, if part of this is to restructure the United States with more economic justice and a more fair economic system and all the grand rhetoric that President Biden has tried to muster in behalf of this bill, if you are talking about a transformational change in America, it's not a one-year change. It's a 10-year change. And part of what they're doing with this bill, which is a gimmick and a fix and a fraud, as Karl Rove said. The idea about the bill is the Democrats are wanting you to believe that the new taxes in the bill, the tax on so-called rich people, that will keep generating revenue for 10 full years. But the expenditures that they're making with the bill, that those taxes are supposed to pay for, that will only last for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. It's extremely misleading. And Joe Manchin, for one, and 50 Republicans in the U.S. Senate, that's half the U.S. Senate, for another, not buying it. Not buying it for a bit. And that's a very, very important situation. The excuse for all this, Rebecca Jarvis on ABC says, yes, inflation will continue into early 2022, but here's why she says it's nothing to worry about. Yeah, it's just fine, just a little bit of 7% inflation. Here's Rebecca Jarvis, clip 5.
So are these prices here for a while, these skyrocketing prices? What do we have to watch here?
Most economists do see these prices as more than a bump in the road. They expect inflation to persist through next spring. And remember, these supply chain issues are global, caused by the pandemic. But there are also, as you point to, labor shortages, issues of people, many Americans waiting to return to work until they see wages rise more significantly, having saved up $2 trillion throughout the course of the pandemic. By not dining out, by not traveling, expectations are now that the Federal Reserve will have to step in and hike interest rates next year in order to cool things off.
Okay, in order to cool things off, on top of the inflation going on, we're going to have to dent the inflation by raising interest rates? And what is that likely to do to markets? What usually happens when markets raise interest rates? This is serious stuff. This is Vice President Harris with her inspiring address and obviously insightful comments on the inflation crisis. Listen, clip 11.
President and I know that families are stretched thin, and we take that seriously. And we have designed this bill to help everyday folks who just need a little bit more support. So we are lowering the cost of everything from child care to health care, from prescription drugs to electric vehicles. Our Build Back Better Act will cut the sticker price of new electric vehicles made in America by union workers by up to $12,500. And it will also include, and this is a new approach, a tax credit of up to $4,000 for used electric vehicles. To ensure that electric vehicles are affordable for everyone. So here's the bottom line. We want more families in America to be able to afford an electric car that is made in America.
Okay, this goes along with Elon Musk being the Time magazine Man of the Year. And of course, people always bring up that there are all sorts of very dubious characters who have been a Time Person of the Year. But not that Elon Musk is necessarily a dubious character, but the whole idea that we should take money and put it on our grandchildren's credit card, basically. And we should take money in taxes from other Americans who are trying to earn it in order to pay money to other people so they can afford an electric car. Look, we're moving toward electric vehicles. The fuel efficiency has gotten much better in America, and anybody who's been out and involved in buying cars knows that. But for goodness sake, and the whole idea that they are saying that we've all saved enough money because we didn't go out to eat and we didn't travel as much, so we have enough money so we can ride out the inflation until the inflation gets so serious that then they have to stop it by raising interest rates. If anyone feels like this is going to work well, well, maybe explain it to me and the rest of the country, maybe even to President Biden, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.